This gospel passage today comes from the 15th chapter of John's gospel. It's in the middle of John's Last Supper discourse, where John is describing all the things that Jesus had to say to his disciples during the Last Supper, the night before he died. And in this short little section we have here, Jesus uses several words multiple times. In these short eight verses, we hear the word remain multiple times. We hear the word vine, branches, multiple times. But the word I want to focus on tonight is fruit. Five times in this passage, we hear Jesus talk about fruit. I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, so neither can you unless you remain in me. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. What does this mean concretely? What are the fruits that Jesus wants us to produce in our life? He says that if we're connected to him, he's the vine, we're the branches. Baptism is what connects us to him. And if I'm truly staying connected to him, his divine grace, his divine sap flowing through me, then I should be producing fruit in my life. What does it actually look like? Very practically, I want to talk about 10 examples of Christian fruit that should be present in anyone's life who's striving to be a faithful disciple. 10 examples. Number one, Christian fruit, do I have a daily prayer life? What's the greatest commandment? To love God with our whole heart. Love means I want to spend time with the person I love. Can you imagine a husband who never wanted to talk to his wife? Daily prayer. Love motivates me to want to spend some time every single day in prayer with God. A great fruit of the Christian life. Secondly, do I have a faithful sacramental life? Am I going to Mass every Sunday, getting to confession frequently, make sure I'm always in a state of grace when I receive Holy Communion? Do I have a love and devotion to the Eucharist, a great love for the Blessed Sacrament, going to adoration? Am I faithful in my sacramental life? Number three, am I orthodox in my belief? Orthodox means right teaching. Do I believe what the Church teaches about faith and morals? That I don't dissent from the teachings of the Church. Say, the Church is wrong about same-sex marriage or abortion, or the Church is wrong about men-only priesthood, or the Eucharist is just a symbol. When I dissent from the Church's teachings, I'm not being faithful, and that's a sign that there's not that fruit in my life that needs to be there. Number four, do I study the faith? It's great to be orthodox and believe what the Church teaches. That's great, but Jesus also wants us to come to a deeper understanding of the faith. Do I study the faith? Do I read good Catholic books, Bible studies, listen to podcasts, videos, etc.? There's so many ways to grow in a deeper knowledge of the faith. Number five, am I invested in holy relationships? Do I have good brothers and sisters in Christ, good friends that encourage me and support me in my faith? Now, this doesn't mean that every friend of mine has to be Catholic. That's not what I'm saying. It's actually good for us to be in a relationship with people who are not Catholic, who are not following the Lord, so that we can be a witness to them. But I need to have good people in my life that are going to be faithful and encourage me and support me in my faith as well. Number six, do I find concrete ways to serve, to give of myself to others? It's what the parish community is for. The parish community provides us so many concrete ways to give of ourselves in service. Whether that be serving with our youth group, with funerals, helping out at the fall festival, doing Father Park's laundry. They're just so, That wasn't supposed to be there. I can do my own laundry. Do I have a desire for the works of mercy? Do I have a heart for the poor, for those who suffer? Do I have that servant's heart? It's a great sign of fruit in the Christian life for those who do. Number 7, am I generous with my money? Do I seek to tithe? Do I seek to give back a certain percentage of my income in thanksgiving for all the blessings that God has given to me, to the church, to the poor, to other Christian charities? Number 8, do I strive to live a virtuous life? Do I have a desire for holiness? Do I see holiness as my primary vocation? Thus, am I committed to getting sin out of my life, especially mortal sin? Am I committed to that, to truly repenting? Do I want to be holy? Number 9, are the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit active in my life? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, fear of the Lord, are those gifts of the Spirit given to us in baptism, strengthened at confirmation, are they active in my life? The fruits of the Spirit. When I think of the 9 fruits of the Spirit, I think especially of joy. Is joy present in my life? Christian joy. Remember, joy and happiness are 2 different things. Happiness is an emotion that can come and go. But joy is something deeper. Joy is an assurance of faith that I'm loved, that God has a plan for me. I can experience joy in my heart even when I'm suffering. That's true Christian joy. How do I know that? Because Jesus on the cross, in the depths of his sacred heart, was experiencing great joy at that moment. Because he was in his Father, and his Father was in him. Lastly, number 10, am I an evangelist? Do I seek to witness to the faith? Do I help bring others to Christ and his church, or bring them back to the church if they've fallen away? When I leave Mass on Sunday and I get in my car and I drive away, do I think about the fact that I'm leaving the church and I'm entering the mission field? That everywhere we go, work, school, hobbies, home life, neighborhood, everywhere I'm present, I'm on mission to be a witness to the faith. Jesus says that if we do not produce fruit, then we will be cut off and thrown into the fire. That's an image of hell. That he expects us to produce fruit for the kingdom. And if we're truly attached to him, connected to him, his grace flowing through us, we're going to produce fruit. Now, nobody's going to be perfect in all 10 of these. But that's why he says too. He wants to prune us so that we bear more fruit. So which of these 10 are, well, I need some pruning here. Daily prayer life. Faithful sacramental life. Am I orthodox in my belief? Do I study the faith? Am I invested in holy relationships? Do I find practical ways to serve? Am I generous with my money? Do I strive to live a virtuous life, to get sin out of my life? Are the gifts and fruits of the Spirit active in my life? And do I seek to share my faith with others? Where do you need pruning in these areas? We all do. I do. Every time we come to the Eucharist is that divine sap that comes from Jesus the vine into me, the branch, so that I might produce fruit for the kingdom. As we come to the Eucharist tonight, let's ask for that grace, that as we receive the body of our Lord, that we would be transformed more and more like him, and that we might truly produce great fruit for his kingdom.